You're listening to TPN Weekly.
TPN Weekly features the talented podcasters of the Tech Podcast Network.
Each week you get a new host, a new topic, in a whole new way. So get ready for TPN Weekly.
Welcome everybody to the TPN Weekly episode number 90, Sizzling Hot Summer, for the week of July 11th, 2011. I'm Norbert Davis, host of the TechPodcasts.com network member show, Totally Cool Tech. I'm going to be your host this week for TPN Weekly, the podcast that gives you a sampling of all the TechPodcasts.com network member shows. The TechPodcasts.com network is your premier network for tech podcasts and videocasts. So let me tell you a bit about my show, Totally Cool Tech. I do a weekly audio podcast edition, which I've been doing for about 4 years now. And just started a video edition, which is going on about once a month right now. And the best way I can describe what you'll find on Totally Cool Tech is with my tagline, bringing you the hottest in cool tech. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Some things that I'll be talking about on my show vary from cool consumer products to medical science innovations to something that somebody built in their garage. I think these are just things that are, you know, cool and off the beaten path, things I just love to talk about. You know, even old technologies that are being used to do something new, I consider that cool tech. So with that being said, I want to give you an example of some of the things you might find on my show. But before I do that, I have a few words from our sponsor. Now, nothing is worse than trying to talk someone through a technical issue blindly, and you certainly don't want to have to drive to fix the problem in person. Or what if you're not even within the same city or even state? It's just not easy. Well, I have found a perfect solution. It's GoToAssist Express. It's the easiest and most affordable way to remotely view and control another computer, so you can see and solve the problem without having to be there in person. You'll amaze your customers, friends, or even family by solving their problems on the spot, and they'll love you for it. Reduce your travel time, lower your support costs, even provide support when customers, friends, or family are away from their computers or even after hours via remote access. GoToAssist Express is by the great folks over at Citrix, so you know it's easy and secure. And if you need help, they even offer free 24/7 customer support. I've used GoToAssist myself right here at home. I was out on a business trip. My wife gave me a call, said, hey, the kids are getting into places that she really didn't want them to on the net. So what did I do? Logged in via GoToAssist Express, locked down the router, solved that issue for her, and took care of things when I got home a little bit better. This is just an awesome tool. Now here's the deal. Listeners of TPN Weekly, you can try GoToAssist Express free for 30 days. For the special offer, all you have to do, visit GoToAssist.com/techpodcast. That's right, you can use GoToAssist Express free for 30 days. Unlimited, it's a full version. Just visit GoToAssist.com/techpodcasts. You'll be glad you did. Well, all right, why don't we just go ahead and dive on into today's subjects. I have for you building a better microphone. And it's interesting to find out what inspires people as far as a microphone. I saw this and I thought this was great. I found this over at Technology Review. A couple of researchers over at Stanford were trying to decide how to make a better underwater microphone. And they noticed that orcas, you know, the killer whales, had millions of years to optimize their sonar. And it shows they can sense sounds over a tremendous range of frequencies. And that's exactly what, you know, these researchers wanted to do. And that's what a microphone does. It's sensitive to a tremendous range of frequencies. Now, this orca-inspired microphone is the size of a pea, and it can be plunged into the ocean's greatest depths and pick up a huge range of sounds, from the faintest whisper to the most deafening explosion. Now, the thing that the team had to do is figure out the mechanics of the sensor itself. You know, one of the things is it can sound very quiet underwater, but there's a lot of frequencies that we don't hear that the, you know, the animals that are using sonar, whether it be dolphin, whale, you know, whatever, they're picking up these things that could be down to a hundredth of a thousandth of a nanometer, which is like the diameter of an atom. That's what the wavelength of some of these sounds are. So The way these guys came up with the solution was to use a laser and a fiber optic cable to measure these tiny fluctuations on the membranes. And they were able to capture a 160 decibel range of sound. And to truly get that, they had to actually use three of these different sensors. One for library style whispers, another one for mid-range sounds, and a third for big bangs. So they could pick up everything from, you know, a fish eating another fish, all the way up to seismic explosions, like, you know, a volcano underwater or an underwater earthquake. So these are the kind of things, microphones that will probably be used not only to find other, you know, sea mammals or anything like that, or find out what's going on, like with the deep water horizon problem, you know, the oil spill. They can go down there and use these sounds to find out, you know, what's going on. Could probably also be used to hunt subs, because subs are trying to be as quiet as possible, but these microphones would pick something up like a sub passing by. This is amazing on how many varieties or, you know, the range of applications that this is going to have. So that's pretty cool. Now, over on another article that I found right here at Technology Review, which is published by MIT, so there's a lot of big stuff going on here. Now, some more researchers over at Stanford, a lot of things going on at Stanford, have demonstrated a set of materials, metamaterials, that could be used to enable solar cells to use a band of the light spectrum that otherwise goes to waste or is unused. The materials layered on the back of solar cells would convert red and near-infrared light, unusable by today's solar cells, into shorter wavelength light that can be used to turn it into energy. Now, even the day's best silicon solar cells don't use about 30% of the light from the sun. That's because the active materials in solar cells can't interact with the photons, whose energy is very, very low. But though these, you know, these individual photons are low energy, as a whole, they represent a large amount of untapped solar energy that could make solar cells even more cost competitive. The process is called upconversion, and it relies on a pair of dyes that absorb photons of a given wavelength and then re-emit them as fewer and shorter wavelength photons. So they're using metal nanoparticles to act like tiny optical antennas, directing the light into these dye systems in such a way that these dyes are exposed to more light at the right time, which creates more upconverted light, and then directing more of that upconverted light out of that system into the solar cell for reuse and absorption and change it into electrical energy. Now, they said it's going to take them about 10 years to actually get this out onto 7 to 10 years to get this out into the field in the consumer's hands, or actually working production versions. And it probably take them about 3 years to get just the prototypes up and working and go from there. It's going to be amazing to see what this will do to consumer electronics. These things are going to be embedded into our products that we use every day. And in the next 10, 15 years, solar energy is just going to be blown up so huge. And that's going to be great. It's going to lower our costs for everything, basically. Make things more efficient, or could be more energy efficient, fuel efficient, and just going to be better. We're going to have, you know, devices that are going to last longer per charge on our batteries than ever before. So we'll have self-charging devices rather than having to, you know, plug these things in all the time. So that's going to be really cool. And I think that's going to be it for this episode. Check out my show, Totally Cool Tech, over at totallycooltech.com, and you'll be able to find a lot more stuff. I go over more than just science news, things like that. Like I said, I go over consumer products. I go over, you know, fun gadgets, everything like that. You know, it, not always in the mainstream, but I don't want to be the mainstream. So come on over, check me out. Thank you so much for visiting and listening to TPN Weekly. If you want any of the show notes, go over to techpodcasts.com, the blog there. And got any questions, comments, or know some cool tech that I should talk about for my show, then just send me an email or audio comment to tctpodcast@gmail.com. You can call my listener line over at 540-999-TECH. I have a TCT fan page over on Facebook. You can catch me over at Twitter at TCT Podcast. You can check both of those out. And we're also on Google Plus. Just look up Totally Cool Tech, and you'll be able to find me on Google. So, cool. If you're looking for a Google Plus account invite, let me know. I've got the ability to send some of those out right now, and I would love to give you one. All right, everybody, that's it. I will see you next time.